Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. New York has taken its knocks in the last couple of years. Long gone is that talk of an all-New York City presidential race. Our captains of industry turned out to be manning a sinking ship, and A-Rod took steroids. Oy. Moreover, as our cachet has fallen, our sister city to the south seems to be enjoying boom times. Perhaps it's the inevitable every 8-year glow of a new administration, but it seems like D.C. is gaining more and more power and prestige, and even New Yorkers are, gasp, looking to take that southbound Acela ride for good. We've been asking you to reflect on D.C. versus New York, and you can start to call in now with your thoughts. We want to hear from people who've lived in both cities, or people living here now from Washington, D.C., or if you're listening in Washington, D.C., are you a New Yorker considering moving to Washington? Why? Are you listening right now from inside the Beltway? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We've also already had a few comments come in. For example, on our comments page, Eva says, when former Goldman Sachs Master of the Universe Hank Paulson went on bended knee to Nancy Pelosi last September, I think it was a paradigm shift where the biggest New York bigwig had to curtsy to the new power in D.C. But Eva goes on to say, it's only temporary. In the end, money still trumps politics. What do you think? Is New York still more important than D.C.? Or have the financial world's troubles permanently knocked our city down a notch? Of course, there's a flip side to this question, and maybe the more interesting question, which city is more to blame? Are we in our current mess because of those on Wall Street or those inside the Beltway? New York Magazine recently polled 50 New Yorkers and 50 Washingtonians on this question. Not surprisingly, those in Washington blamed bankers. Those here blamed politicians. Who do you blame? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. By the way, on a personal note, I spent much of January bouncing back and forth from Washington to New York, and I feel like New York has better and more accessible restaurants, at least in more of the city. You know, you can find yourself in Washington, D.C., walking down these long, long streets past these big marble monuments, nothing to eat. Not very many places in New York where you can find nothing to eat in an area where you'd be doing a lot of walking. Give me a call, 212-433-9692. Happy to hear which place you think has better food. Go ahead and give me my comeuppance if you want. Let's go to Stephen from Manhattan. Hi, Stephen. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Of course, New York is better than Washington, D.C. We won't even go into that. But the problem.
Now, have you ever lived in Washington, Stephen, or have
no,
you just gone to visit?
No, but I visited it often enough.
Yeah, like me.
What I want to say is that it's the New Yorkers who go to D.C. who are really responsible for this mess we're in. And I would pin it specifically on Chuck Schumer, who led the charge for the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act and put us in this position.
Okay, let's just tell everybody the Glass-Steagall
Act. The Glass-Steagall Act was enacted after the Great Depression based on the lessons of the Great Depression, which apparently we need to learn again, that commercial banks and investment banks had to be separate. When that was repealed, largely by Chuck Schumer and his brigades, when Sandy Weill, who was heading up Citibank, wanted to create the U.S.'s first universal bank and thereby buying Solomon Brothers, et cetera. It's a long story, but it's the.
All right, so you're saying, that, right? You're saying he gave the banking community a pass when he could have been watching. But it's kind of – it's interesting because what you're saying is that
– He gave them exactly what they wanted.
Right. You're saying he used the levers of power in Washington to help a New York industry to the detriment, you're arguing, of the national good.
And to the their industry.
Thanks for your call, Steve. Let's try to get some other callers in. Appreciate your calling. If you want to defend Charles Schumer, or if you are Charles Schumer, or if you work for Charles Schumer, we'd love to hear from you on the Glass-Steagall Act. I know that he said that he has been just working to help a New York industry. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. I think your name is Alana. Alana, do I have that right, from Queens?
Yes, you do.
Hi, you're on WNYC.
Well, hello. Ma'am, I have to say that Washington, D.C., by far, is the more powerful location or area.
And which do you think has more cachet? You thinking about moving down to Washington?
No, I'm originally from the D.C. area. I'm a Marine recruiter, and I'm stationed in New York City currently. And even while I was stationed close to home in D.C., I would come up to New York quite often because I love it. The food is great, the culture, everything. But I definitely would have to say that power-wise, Washington, D.C. is by far more powerful.
Who makes better soldiers, New York or Washington?
I don't know about soldiers. I would say Marines. It's close, ma'am. I can't
have All right. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Headley from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Andrea. I grew up outside of New York in Jersey, and I'm going to school in D.C. now. I would totally move back to New York in a second. D.C. just doesn't have the culture or the nightlife that New York has. I mean, I'll take last night, for example. I went out with my girlfriend, and the subways shut down. The whole city shuts down. It was 10 o'clock. We couldn't find anything to do. That just wouldn't happen in New York. It just doesn't happen.
Which city do you think feels more important now?
They do different things. D.C. is, I mean, you get different people that go there. D.C. is for people who want to do good and work in NGOs or regulate and set policy. And New York is for people who want to do banking or want to do construction, real estate.
All right. I think that it's probably your answer must be skewed by the fact that you're listening now instead of listening to some Washington, D.C. station. You're listening to us online. Thanks for your call, Headley. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Let's move quickly to Bill from Brooklyn. Hi, Bill. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How you doing?
Bill, we have just about a minute.
Well, we're actually just in the middle of getting ready to move to D.C. from Brooklyn. And I mean, I love Brooklyn. But right now, I get more work. I have more clients in D.C. And, you know, and we just lost our apartment, and real estate is just so much cheaper down there.
So you're moving because it's more affordable, but not necessarily because you think it has more allure. Do I have that right?
Oh no, I love Brooklyn. I love New York City. I'm regretting going.
All right, we will miss you, Bill. Thanks very much. Maybe you can come back, and of course, you can continue to listen to The Brian Lehrer Show online at WNYC.org. Very quickly, let's take one more call. Jessica from Manhattan, 30 seconds.
Well, that's a lot to cram in to 30 seconds, but I think D.C. is definitely more powerful, I think, in terms of the financial situation. They're responsible for oversight. When you charge people with just making money, that's what they're going
to
do.
So who's to blame? Do you think D.C. is to blame?
Definitely D.C. And I lived in D.C. for 7 years, and I love it. I think it's a wonderful place, and I prefer it to Manhattan.
Oh, and why do you prefer it?
I think it has just about everything that Manhattan has. Granted, the trains do shut down earlier, but it also has a much more laid-back style about it. It's got a better quality of life. You get more for less, and I think you don't give up much in terms of amenities or quality of life.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jessica. Thanks to everyone who called or commented online. Here is a comment from Stephen. D.C. has no say in government. New York City is not much better. The most powerful entities right now are the unaccountable, mysterious, ignoble, and unhappy cabals who run Beijing, Moscow, Riga, Albany, etc. All right. Thank you very much. Do we have time for another caller? Nope. We have to wrap up this segment. Thanks to everyone who called. And, of course, this conversation continues online at WNYC.org. Click on The Brian Lehrer Show. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Be right back.